You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Joe Moore. Marches took place around the nation this past weekend to honor the victims of last month's school shooting in Parkland, Florida. Many related marches were planned throughout California, including some in the Central Valley. FM 89's Laura Tsutsui reported on the march in Fresno, and she joins us here to tell us what it was like. Laura, welcome.
Yeah, hi, Joe.
So the event that took place in Fresno was outside Fresno High School. What was the scene like on Saturday?
Yeah, so at Fresno High School, they have their big auditorium and a big green. So they call that Warrior Park. And outside there were just tons of people. There were cars lined up along the side all the way, like the length of the school, essentially. People were walking. Fresno High is right by Van Ness, where that starts. So people were walking, you know, they looked like they were coming out of the neighborhood to Fresno High and just totally filled that park space. And then once things sort of got going, the organizers stood up on there's some stone steps. And that's where they spoke out to this massive crowd.
How did this compare to the event that took place a few weeks ago at the same spot, the school walkout that you also covered at the same school? How did the two crowds differ?
Yeah, well, this crowd was a lot older because, you know, the school walkouts are walking out of classrooms but not necessarily off campus. We're all high school students and all pretty much packed onto the lawns, whereas this was people dispersed all throughout. So there's some lawn and then there's some sidewalk. And so I couldn't tell you maybe, I bet the numbers were comparable when it comes to how many, and there were hundreds at both events. The Fresno Bee said that this reported that there were 2,000 people there. I would believe it, although I didn't count myself, but lots of people just spread all across that front space and the same amount, a lot of people who came out, you know, in support of this.
So you're saying, though, it was an older crowd than the students?
Oh, definitely.
There's been a lot of talk just with the students from Parkland who helped organize this event on a national level. Were there students in charge of this event in Fresno, and what did they have to say?
Yes. So this was organized by Yasmin Mendoza. She's a 21-year-old college student here in Fresno. Fresno High is actually her alma mater. And so along with her, she recruited some high school students. There was a high schooler from Clovis North who spoke, another high schooler from Fresno High, current students. And then she also partnered with adults who helped her put this on. But it was, you know, as you said, very driven by young adults. And then, you know, ironically, in attendance were a lot of older adults. I did see other high school students and other college students in the crowd, but lots of, you know, parents bringing their kids. I've found one teen who was with her grandpa. And just a lot of, you know, I was looking around and I was thinking, oh, these people all look older.
You mentioned Yasmin Mendoza, the student who organized this event, the college student. Let's hear some tape from her right now.
I think that safety is a universal issue that affects all of us, no matter your political party.
That was 21-year-old college student Yasmin Mendoza, who helped organize the March for Our Lives in Fresno outside of Fresno High School this past Saturday. Our own Laura Tsutsui was there. And Laura, the message that we heard there of Yasmin was that this is not a political issue. Was that a consistent theme throughout the day?
I would say so, because, you know, they were saying over and over, this is about safety. This is, you know, guns touch every lives. I think something that was said was, it's not as if someone with a gun asks what party you are before they shoot, things like that. However, there were a lot of people saying we're against the NRA and calling out Congressman Devin Nunes.
So it was a partisan event to some degree, but not necessarily political.
Yes, in a way, because, you know, that's in a way been what the students at Parkland are saying, is why aren't the adults, you know, listening, or why aren't the adults taking action? They were saying, like, this affects everybody, but if you're not someone we voted in who is going to listen to us, then we will vote you out.
So Andrew Janz, who is running against Devin Nunes, spoke there. Senator Kamala Harris also offered her office staffer, who was attending the event and delivered a message. Were there people from the other side, so to speak, protesters, counter-protesters, folks from groups that are more traditionally aligned with the National Rifle Association.
Yeah, I, you know, tried to look around the crowd, tried to kind of see outside the fence, was there anybody who was an anti-protester? And I didn't see anyone holding a sign that said the opposite of, you know, that guns aren't the problem or it's people with mental health issues. I did not see anyone counter-protesting these people, and I thought that was interesting.
So, Laura, you said the message of the event was largely focused on safety, but the students who are organizing these events, both here in Fresno and across the country, are calling for specific actions. What was the message in terms of specific policies that these students want to see enacted, aside from safety? I think that's something that's a little more nebulous than something that can be passed into law.
Yeah, and I think they were echoing what a lot of people are saying. We need better gun reform, background checks. You know, why does it take until 21 to buy alcohol but not a gun? And, you know, arming teachers is not the answer. I saw a lot of signs that said, you know, arm them with books and resources, not guns, things like that. People are saying that they want gun reform. And, you know, I saw one sign that even said repeal the Second Amendment, which I thought was pretty
That sounds very much like a political action itself, does it not?
Yes. No, you're right. And so, you know, while they were trying to say we're talking about safety, they were definitely also advocating for, you know, better legislation that could be more aligned with the Democratic Party.
So, Laura, from the people who you spoke to, was there a sentiment that something actually is going to change this time? Or is there a fear amongst those that you talked to that it may not necessarily take this time? Are they optimistic that they're actually going to achieve their goal?
Right. It seems that they were optimistic. I talked to a lot of young people, and even when I've spoken to older people, they've, you know, what they have said is, yeah, if we just get the young people to vote. And so one of the ways that I think this could turn into action is there was a table out there. The Fresno High Social Justice Club partnered with a group called Mi Familia Vota to register voters at the event, which also happened at the Fresno High walkout. But so I think, you know, if they're registering voters and informing them and saying, hey, you now have this power, I feel like these people really, you know, could make a change.
So
what feel they could make a change.
So what's next coming up here? I understand there's talk of potentially another walkout. Where does this go locally?
Right. So at the school walkouts on March 14th, one student said they're planning something for April 20th. It seems, you know, after looking around, it seems that could be another walkout on April 20th. And that happens to be the anniversary. It will be the 19th anniversary of the Columbine shooting. And so that's going to happen, although I think that might be the mark of, is this going to have staying power? Will it be as enthusiastic as these past two events?
We'll see what happens there. And again, our own Laura Tsutsui reporting on the March event taking place in Fresno, one of national events protesting school violence and gun policies throughout the country that took place again in Fresno on Saturday. Laura, thank you so much.
Thanks, Joe.